It's been 50 years since hundreds of young activists from around the country descended on Mississippi in an unprecedented campaign to register black voters. Freedom Summer was met with violent resistance and ended with the Ku Klux Klan murders of three civil rights workers. This year, NPR will be looking back at Freedom Summer and how it changed the country. NPR's Debbie Elliott opens our series with a visit to Mississippi's capital city, Jackson, where the state is now officially embracing its turbulent history.
A new exhibit at the State Archives takes you back in time.
The summer of 1964 in Mississippi.
The facade of a front porch, complete with screen door, invites you to imagine what it was like for some 900 activists, mostly white college students, who came to the nation's most closed society.
The revolutionary aspect of their coming was their coming.
Robert Moses was an organizer of what was, at the time, dubbed the Mississippi Summer Project.
That's sort of what was nice about it, because there was no pretension that we were going to change history. We're just going to have our little summer project.
But in reality, Moses says, it was guerrilla warfare, coordinated by several civil rights groups, motivated in part by the assassination of NAACP Field Secretary Medgar Evers the year before. Moses says the concept was to have the young workers spread throughout the black community, living with families.
The idea of a white woman eating at the same table with black people, sharing the same toilet, using the same shower, this really was anathema. It was breaking the social code.
They set up freedom schools to educate African American children and conducted workshops on registering to vote, often using black churches as an operating base, all the time met with fierce white resistance. The archives exhibit includes photographs, excerpts from journals, and film clips documenting the Freedom Summer experience.
This is the Freedom Day in Hattiesburg.
We're looking at a black and white photo that shows white clergy and young black men protesting in front of a courthouse.
It was the first really integrated picket line in Mississippi.
These materials are part of a growing collection the state is amassing for a civil rights museum now under construction. Jacqueline Dace is the project manager.
50 years ago, this exhibit would not have been within this space.
The archives exhibit kicks off a month of events that will culminate in a Freedom Summer reunion. Dace says the workers deserve recognition and an opportunity to share their stories while they're still able.
Because for many years, they were not able to talk about it. You know, whether it was because of their own personal PTSD that they were dealing with, because, you know, they were beat, they were bloody, they saw their friends killed. And so for the state of Mississippi to say, okay, yeah, we need to reconcile this, it's totally necessary.
After decades of confrontation over how to handle the rich but chilling history here, official Mississippi is no longer an obstacle. The state is now actively promoting its place as ground zero in the civil rights struggle.
This is one of the, what we call the Mississippi Freedom Trail markers.
Malcolm White is Mississippi's tourism director. We're standing in downtown Jackson in front of what used to be the Greyhound bus station, where freedom riders were beaten and arrested trying to integrate public transportation. It's one of dozens of sites around the state with historic markers commemorating key civil rights milestones. Even brutal murders like the three Freedom Summer workers killed by Klansmen in Neshoba County.
I think Mississippi is, you know, finally getting it right. I mean, we talk about telling the Mississippi story. Part of that story, a huge part of that story, is civil rights, African-American struggle, slavery, and all of the above, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Mississippi has long touted its blues and literary heritage, White says. Now it's time to tell the rest of the story.
We really have a strategy to be honest about the struggle and Mississippi's role in it. And ultimately, if we continue to build our trail and to get our museum open, then hopefully the textbooks will be rewritten and what we teach our children will be closer to the truth than what I was taught.
For Freedom Summer leader Robert Moses, that kind of reckoning is essential.
Mississippi might help the country lead the way into having a more forthright history of itself.
Moses says the lessons from Freedom Summer 50 years ago are relevant for global human rights movements today. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Jackson, Mississippi.